Jay Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them. We'll be right back.
imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light?
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutral.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Through space, drifting toward eternity. Mystical sparks encircled by loneliness and cold darkness. Are you afraid? So are a lot of other people. One of the reasons witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive, cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic female who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch. My grandmother is a witch. And my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic, I can help you become a power. With enchantments, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things. Orgies are ritualistic energy exchanges that provide the concentration of power needed for spell casting. Witches and wizards crave energy, and in fact are very much addicted to it in all forms. And there's a special kind of energy derived from uniting with another. And so spellcasters do a tremendous amount of uniting. We know that a mystical bond exists between lovemakers. This bond is able to attract all sorts of good luck and success. An energy exchange celebration that is offered as a token to the gods will liberate your soul and expand your consciousness. You will be better able to absorb the raw energy of the cosmos and convert it quickly to your needs after you have participated in a glorious celebration of love. Enchanters need orgies. The orgy will help you generate the electric and magnetic impulses you'll need in order to cast spells. But the best time for an orgy is during the dark of the moon, or when the moon is full, and again at the times of the equinoxes. These are periods when the earth is surrounded by wild vibrations, and when if the orgy is successful, you will be able to slip easily into the fifth dimension of fantasy. Gather what you need and return stronger and ready to create your destiny. Traditional orgies have always consisted of either 9, 11, 13, or 22 guests. You're able to double the amount, triple it, increase it 7 times over. But you must never invite one more or one less. There's a reason for the strict discipline in witchcraft. And if you deviate from the rule, you could unleash powerful and unfortunate evil forces. So plan your orgy with care. Invite only a specified number of guests. To begin the orgy, all guests must stand in a circle. Each must light a red candle and dedicate the flame to the god Pluto. And then let the place be filled with laughter. And as the Queen Witch rings a pewter bell three times, psychic inspiration will direct the group activities.
Master, can't you get me a couple of cockroaches?
Go away, go away. Tonight, I bring you blood.
Oh, Master. Master, please. Please give me some blood. Master.
Go away. Go away from me. Tonight, when the sun sets, I will get all the blood you need. Now go away and don't bother me. Go away.
Master, please. I want some blood, Master. Please, Master.
Go away, I tell you. Now we are alone, my friends. Come closer to me. Come closer. 25 years ago, in Transylvania, they tried to stop me. I can still hear the stake going through my heart as I lie in my coffin. Listen, you will hear it too. It brings back bad memories to think of this. But then my friend, Dr. Frankenstein, he came, removed the stake from my heart, and I am free to roam. So tonight, when you go to bed, remember if you hear the flapping of wings. You will know I am outside your door. And if I want to, I can turn into a wolf just as easily as a bat. Remember, don't have any mirrors hanging on the wall. And please, don't keep a crucifixion by, because I get awfully frightened when I see that. Please beware. Please take care. Close all your windows at night, or I might come to see you next time. Well, I see you tonight. When everything is still and the moon is bright. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I'm was a brand new another one day. I made me pay much better, never sung the day. Hey, how's the green? It's so out to see. Your hands are dirty, your set is clean. Down the bank, what a load of sin. Gonna beat you someday, cause you're making me sick. Down on the bank, at the back of the bank. I am in this, you ain't so hot.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Butt naked.
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors merciless.
Nose hair, lint blend.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Kind of things that could do it, but lose control.
dried up where she was standing, and the tears ran down my face as she lay bleeding on the landing. And then we called out, Mama, quick, we think our granny's dying. And when Mama came a running, we pretended to be crying.
We said we saw her trip.
They couldn't tell that we were lying. And since Granny was unconscious, she was doing no denying. With us two dreadful children, destruction is our aim. The people who have dealt with us are never quite the same. We like to torture babies and to leave them in the rain. With us two dreadful children, we delight in causing pain. We are those two dreadful children, and we always go too far.
Say, do you remember when our auntie stayed the night?
Oh, yes, we crept up to her bedroom
and we set her hair alight.
And our dear aunt, who was always given to understatement, declared that she had slept badly that night.
Like a rotten dental cavity,
we're lousy with depravity.
Some mother down the river offered just one dime.
Some children are adorable.
We'd rather be deplorable. To tell you, Mom, but we just haven't got the time.
We haven't got the time.
We're too busy being thoroughly detestable.
And then one day a lady came to us and told us that all we really wanted was love.
And so we got her by the arms and legs and swung her in the air. And then we kicked her in the stomach and we grabbed her by the hair. And then we poked her out the pencil and stuck Mama's up her nose. And then we dragged her around the garden where the poison ivy grows. And after that we saw him said,
I think the lady knows.
That with us two dreadful children, we're always playing games. We once burned down the house because we both felt like a change.
With us two dreadful children.
But take one look at our sweet angelic faces and let it not be forgotten that deep down at heart, we're both really rotten.
We are
the
two dreadful children, and we always go too far.
Disco, I am going to Mount Kisco. I am going to buy Crisco to bake a cake so I can disco, disco, disco. Disco, disco, disco. How long are you staying? I mostly eat Marisco so I can disco, disco, disco. Disco, disco, disco. I am getting tired, waiting to be hired to do disco, disco, disco. If I don't get hired to do disco, 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 Cisco. Disco, disco, disco. I am going to get fired. Disco, disco, disco. You make me so tired. Disco, disco, disco. If I don't get fired, Jalisco and dance on a wire. Disco, disco, disco. If I don't get Crisco, when I get to Mount Kisco, I am going to Jalisco and become a Cisco and then move to Frisco. Become a Cisco and move to Frisco. Disco, disco. disco, disco. I'm
show up in your car and we can drop that. Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
There's a gold in his mind. He's a looking for the sun. Okay, Tony. You guys want to go in? Same here.
Okay, here's the fellas now. What you going to do, fellas? I can't get started, right? Okay.
Okay.
With Hal Green on vocal. Here we go.